Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, debate prep for Donald Trump. What I am sharing with him privately and publicly here on the Charlie Kirk Show, what he needs to do to win the debate and win the election. Please consider supporting us and the work we do on the Charlie Kirk Show and our entire team, our production team, our editing team, our research team. It is one of the most robust, hardest working teams in the country. If this podcast has benefited your life, taught you anything, excited you, brought you depth to the issues, then please consider supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. charliekirk.com/support. And if you want this podcast to be in front of millions of young people, if you have listened to this podcast, you say, I like this podcast, I want more young people to listen to it, well, then that's your place. It's charliekirk.com/support. Debate prep with Donald Trump. We have the suggestions. We have the insight. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here, charliekirk.com. Debate prep for Donald Trump. I firmly believe that the president can win the election this Thursday. I believe that President Donald Trump can win the election at the debate. He has to do some things correctly. This debate will be watched by anywhere between 70 to 100 million people. Almost the entire body politic of the country will be watching the debate. Since there was no second debate and there was just town halls, this only makes this final debate one of the most important pieces of political theater in American history. I've said this election is the most important election since 1860, where the opposition is so motivated, so radical, so venomous to take over our government, to rule with an iron fist, and to put America on a crash course of which we will never recover. So I have compiled a list of very specific suggestions that I am sharing both publicly and privately with the president of what I believe he needs to do to win the debate and with it, win the election. If you are undecided at this moment watching this election, I call undecided voters, voters that are begging for a reason to vote for Donald Trump. These are voters that are begging to be given any sort of argumentation, any sort of evidence, anything to go vote for Trump. If you don't hate Trump by now, then you're in the persuadable category to go vote for Trump. And so here are eight specific debate suggestions, recommendations, and pieces of advice of how President Trump can win the debate, and with it, win the election. Number one, do not interrupt Joe Biden. Do not do it. Now, the Presidential Commission on Debates, which is a complete and total travesty to any sort of impartial commission, recently came out and said they are going to mute President Trump and Joe Biden's microphone. Now, on the surface, this looks like a jab towards President Trump. On the surface, this looks like kind of an insult. However, I'm in the minority opinion here. I think this is a good thing. I think that President Donald Trump being in a metaphorical cage and seeing Joe Biden on TV never asked questions, understandably, cannot help himself when he's on the same stage as Joe Biden. He cannot help but become critical, become outspoken, and ask Joe Biden questions. And so because of this, as the Presidential Commission on Debates the Presidential Commission on the Commission of Debates, I believe is actually doing the president a favor here. I do not think Joe Biden has the mental capacity to make uninterrupted two-minute statements. That dog will not hunt. I think Joe Biden left to his own devices without the shot of adrenaline when President Trump would ask him questions and understandably interrupt him. It means that Joe Biden will have to meander into places he has never gone before, actually make a coherent argument for 2 minutes straight. You see, when people are struggling with mental cognition, those of us that have dealt with people in that state, when you constantly interrupt them, you're able to give them a shot of adrenaline and they regain their capacity to make sense. President Trump should not give Joe Biden that opportunity. President Trump should also not interrupt Joe Biden because persuadable and independent voters, specifically women voters, do not like the appearance. They do not like the type of debate where there are constant interruptions. And even myself, as I watch the debate, I don't like it when candidates interrupt each other. I don't. It makes for messy and bad television. I can tell you, when I am on cable TV, and I have done well over 500 cable television hits in the last 5 years, and I have done well over 1,000 total TV interviews in the last 8.5 years. I do my best to almost never interrupt the other person I'm on TV with. And anytime anyone interrupts me, it drives me mad, and I say, I let you finish, let me finish. Because call me old school, I think that if you're going to have a debate, you have to have some sort of framework you're working from, some form of rules for engagement. And that is not limited to allowing someone making a fool of themselves. And you could take very specific notes that during their 2 minutes that you can address. For people that want a return to some form of decency, and I'm not saying they're right or they're wrong, but they are out there. These voters exist. President Donald Trump will do himself politically well by not interrupting Biden. He doesn't even have the opportunity to interrupt Biden, though, because his microphone will be muted. I actually think this works greatly to the president's advantage. Joe Biden interrupting Trump only makes Trump get off the topic that he was speaking about. Donald Trump interrupting Biden only makes Joe Biden look like a victim, look like a sympathetic figure, and also gives Joe Biden the opportunity to not have to make his own argument, his own point, absent the quick adrenal rush afforded to him by President Donald Trump. So President Donald Trump has to be very clear to allow Joe Biden the space to make those arguments. Otherwise said, please claim the moral high ground in how this debate is actually executed. Do not interrupt Joe Biden. Point number two, which is a longer and more sophisticated point to make, which is President Donald Trump must force the point on foreign policy. First and foremost, the President of the United States is the Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces of our country. The President of the United States negotiates peace deals. The President of the United States is able to send our loved ones to war. The President of the United States is the first phone call for foreign leaders, diplomats, prime ministers, and presidents. The president has an unbelievable, unprecedented, and positive track record when it comes to foreign policy. The president has victory after victory where he has been able to notch up wins when it comes to the foreign policy arena. Brokering peace between Israel and the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain, holding Iran accountable, abolishing ISIS, killing Qassem Soleimani and al-Baghdadi, ending the endless wars in Afghanistan, supplying Ukraine with the weaponry they need to hold Russia accountable. This and so much more shows how President Donald Trump on the foreign policy landscape has been able to deliver results that Joe Biden not just never did, he did the opposite. Everywhere that Joe Biden touched turned to chaos. Everywhere. Everywhere that Joe Biden went, it became endless bedlam and chaos. President Trump should make the argument, because it's true and it's popular, that every place that Joe Biden oversaw became a quagmire. Iraq, Syria, Libya, Afghanistan, China. And President Donald Trump has to articulate the MAGA doctrine. I wrote a whole book about it, which is strength in pinpointed and agile fashion against our enemies. However, ending perpetual conflict and negotiating peace. President Donald Trump, despite all of the criticism, is the peace president. How many peace deals did President Barack Obama sign between Israel and Arab nations? Foreign policy is a massive opportunity for President Trump to win in this debate. I want to tell you guys about Good Ranchers. It's amazing. Connor here, Charlie Kirk Show. He is raving about Good Ranchers. He says the marbled meats, the texture, the flavor, the depth, the juiciness. He has not stopped talking about Good Ranchers meat. We've been talking about it. We said, okay, give us some of that Good Ranchers meat. Boom! 10 out of 10. That's right. He's smiling. It's true. Go to goodranchers.com right now. And they began with the standard of bringing top quality meat. That's what they're all about. T-bones, fillets, chicken, you name it. If you're responsible for dinner, it's goodranchers.com. Tell them our show sent you. Even better, if you need a T-bone right now, goodranchers.com, promo code Charlie. Goodranchers.com, American meat the way it should be. Good Ranchers is the place to be. But guess what? You don't have to go anywhere because they deliver to your door. So it's goodranchers.com, promo code Charlie. Goodranchers.com, get the meat you need. Juicy, sizzle it, mouth-watering, titillating, awesome meat. GoodRanchers.com, promo code Charlie. Typically, the last debate is a foreign policy debate. The President of the United States, constitutionally, first and foremost, is the commander-in-chief of the armed forces of the United States government. And this debate should focus on foreign policy. You can see in the new guidelines released by the moderator from the Presidential Commission on Debates, that they want to focus on climate change, the virus, things that have already been talked about, racial unrest. The president shouldn't be afraid of talking about those things. However, foreign policy is a massive arena of victory for the president. President Donald Trump's foreign policy has been popular, it has been pragmatic, and it has been effective for our country. The peace deals, holding terrorists accountable, holding China accountable. President Donald Trump has one of the most successful foreign policy portfolios of any president in American history and not starting any new wars during his presidency. So the second piece of advice for debate prep for Donald Trump is lean in on the foreign policy. Whether or not that they ask the question, find a way to bring it back to presidential leadership when it comes to foreign policy. Make a concerted effort to talk about how you have brought Israel and the United Arab Emirates to the table and ask, Joe Biden, in your 47 years of being in Washington, D.C., how many peace deals did you broker between Israel and the Arab states? Did your administration create ISIS or defeat ISIS? Because we defeated ISIS. Did you guys expand the war in Afghanistan or end the war in Afghanistan? Because we're ending the war in Afghanistan. Did the Syrian civil war escalate or de-escalate under your administration? Did China gain power or lose power under your administration? Did North Korea launch more rockets or less rockets under your administration? Did Russia go into Crimea or not under your administration? Did Venezuela start to become more hostile or less hostile during your administration? And go through the list. Every single area on the planet became perpetual bedlam under Joe Biden. And it is a point that I think President Trump needs to focus primarily on. And he should say in a very self-deprecating way, and this is another piece of advice that I have, but it ties in nicely here, that President Donald Trump needs to say, you might not like my style, but you can't disagree with the results. That kind of self-deprecation opens up a likability that President Trump needs for persuadable and independent voters. This election is far from over. The outcome is far from certain. And foreign policy is something that has not been at the forefront, but it absolutely should be. With the epidemiological Pearl Harbor that China sent towards our country, with the amount of suffering and chaos that we have had to endure because of the Chinese coronavirus, President Donald Trump should be unafraid. In fact, he should be quick to proclaim the mantle of a successful foreign policy portfolio, one that no president in recent memory has gotten even close to being able to achieve or accomplish. The third piece of advice that I will be sharing with the president both publicly and privately is that President Donald Trump needs to be very clear about who will be in charge. President Donald Trump should say 3 to 4 times, because it will catch people's attention, say that the Harris administration will shut down your churches. The Harris administration will shut down gun shows. The Harris administration will only play into big tech's wishes. She is from the Bay Area, after all. President Donald Trump needs to make it clear that Joe Biden probably will not finish out his term. A majority of swing voters believe this, and a majority of people in the middle are very afraid of Senator Kamala Harris becoming president of the United States. Those words, Harris administration, sends a chilling effect to swing voters and Republican base voters. And just saying it, speaking it out into the existence, will give people the reality that they're facing in this election. That it's not just Trump versus Biden, but it's Trump versus an opportunistic, power-hungry, radical California Democrat who was voted to be the most liberal senator in the United States Senate, who by all accounts and all polls and all reaction lost the debate against Vice President Pence. The Harris administration will pack the courts. The Harris administration will recognize D.C. as a state. The Harris administration will recognize Puerto Rico as a state. Repeating that, leaning in on that, will terrify swing voters, and it should, because it's true. President Trump needs to bypass Joe Biden, and it will upset Joe Biden, it'll irritate him, and it'll make him say something that he otherwise would not say. Look, this holiday season, more people will be mailing stuff than ever before. They're mailing things all over the place. That means the post office is going to be busy. It's going to be a circus. You don't have time for that. Stamps.com brings the post office and UPS shipping right to your computer. Mail and ship anything from the convenience of your home or office. With Stamps.com, anything you can do at the post office, you can do in just a few clicks. Plus, Stamps.com saves you money with deep discounts that you can't get at the post office. Stamps.com brings the services of the U.S. Post Office and the UPS right to your computer. Stamps.com is a must-have for business. Whether you're a small office and sending out invoices or an online seller fulfilling orders, go to stamps.com. It's stamps.com. You get 5 cents off every first class stamp and 40% off priority mail and 62% off UPS shipping rates. There's no risk with my promo code KIRK, K-I-R-K. You get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus postage and digital scale. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in KIRK. That's stamps.com. Enter KIRK. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. We are going through debate prep for Donald Trump. Number 4 is, do Hunter right? President Donald Trump will rightly not be able to help himself when he's on stage with Joe Biden to mention the New York Post story. He will not be able to help himself. I will not give the advice, because I don't think it's the right advice, not to mention it. Some people that are saying that are completely and totally wrong. This is a legitimate story and a legitimate laptop that has been verified, that has been validated. These emails are legit, and there are more stories coming. But you must do this correctly. If you go too hard against someone that is not running for the presidency but connected to Joe Biden, it will get sympathy votes both for Joe and for Hunter. That's what happened in the first debate when President Trump went hard after Hunter in a moment where the blood was definitely flowing, and it did not poll well. It did not react well. So the correct framing of how President Donald Trump is able to talk about Hunter Biden must be directly correlated with my second point that I made about foreign policy. As President Donald Trump is taking victory lap after victory lap on the peace deals, on the canceling of the Iran deal, and holding China accountable, President Trump must then say, based on all public information we have, Joe Biden is a compromised candidate. New laptop emails that have come out and have been validated and corroborated that my opponent has not yet even said are inauthentic and has not commented on because he's called a lid on his campaign the last couple days, shows that he was doing numerous business deals with his son while he was vice president, selling access to the White House, selling back-end access to the State Department, selling access to meetings with the vice president, and completely contradicted himself. The president must not get too upset visibly about this. He should not call Joe Biden a criminal. That's rally talk. That's fine. I'm cool with that. Instead, he should just ask the question, understated. So why is it, Joe, that you haven't said whether or not these emails are real or not? And why is it your son emailed that you get a share of all these deals? I think the American people deserve some answers. Boom. That's it. Then Trump's microphone will be muted, and then Joe Biden has the opportunity to answer it. The wrong way to do the Hunter Biden thing is this. The wrong way would be, Hunter Biden's a crackhead. You're a terrible father. You are a terrible student. You guys are both criminals, and everyone is criminal for not talking about it. That is the incorrect way to handle this. Just not. But if you do Hunter Biden right and you list the countries that have been revealed in these emails, Kazakhstan, the Chinese Communist Party, Ukraine, Iraq with his brother, all of these different deals that are coming out in this laptop revelations, that's how you do Hunter Biden right. And you use the term compromised candidate. People are starting to believe it. Now, remember, these debates have a couple purposes. You don't want to lose your base. You want to motivate your base, and you want to win over persuadables. It is very little to any utility to try and win over registered Democrats that already like Joe Biden. Don't do that. There is no reason to do that. Instead, for the swing voter in Scranton, Pennsylvania, that is getting massive amounts of propaganda sent to them by the Biden campaign, that is getting an overwhelming amount of literature sent to them by the Democrat Party, President Trump needs to persuade the hardworking middle-class family in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and in Erie, Pennsylvania, that is earning $65,000 a year, that it is wrong, it is dangerous, and it is immoral that Joe Biden parades around as the Scranton candidate while he acts as if he is the actual swamp candidate via his son. Do Hunter right. Do not get too emotional and make it far less about Hunter Biden and make it all about Joe Biden. Do not make it about Hunter Biden or else there will be sympathy points won. That is point number four. Do Hunter right. Piece of advice number five. Republicans don't do this enough, and President Trump did this in 2016. President Donald Trump needs to bluntly ask for votes. He needs to look into the camera, not look at Joe Biden and not look at the moderator and say, to Black America out there, if you feel as if Democrats who have been running your cities and running your city councils, who have been saying one thing and doing another, that have contributed to failing public schools, that have been creating chaos on your streets, I ask you plainly, for your vote. I ask you to trust a different type of candidate, someone who did deliver opportunity zones, historical Black colleges and universities, someone who did create the lowest ever Black unemployment rate, lowest ever Black poverty rate, the First Step Act. I ask for your vote. I also ask for your vote because I've earned the vote of other people that you revere in the Black community, such as 50 Cent. He should be unafraid to say that. It'll break the internet. Most people don't know it. That he has earned support from people like Herschel Walker. The president should do the same for Hispanic voters. But it's not enough just to say the accomplishments. Some people, they need the ask. They need to have the direct eyes into the camera and say, I ask you for your vote because I believe I've earned it the last 4 years. And I think you know that Democrats say one thing and they come around for election cycles and they do nothing. I've already done all these things for the black community. And now I humbly ask you to trust me with your vote. If President Donald Trump can win 10, 12, 15% of the black vote, he wins this entire election in a landslide. We are already seeing polling that is reflecting and voter registration that is reflecting that President Donald Trump is on pace to do historically well with black voters in this country. With 70 to 80 to 100 million people that will be watching on Thursday, with no other competing sports, with no other real competing primetime television events, it is more important than ever that President Trump just leaves it out there. Ask for the vote. Say, I want to win your trust again, and I will never forget it if you invest with your vote in this candidacy and this presidency. Ask for the vote for black voters and Hispanic voters in particular, because I really believe, based on all the data that I have in front of me, that that could be one of the major differences and winning strategies for the president. Number six, when the Chinese coronavirus gets mentioned, President Donald Trump has to lean in on the human cost of the lockdowns. Amongst Democrats, liberals, and swing voters, it has become widely accepted, and it has become very popular is one way to say it, but it has become the conventional wisdom now amongst swing voters and suburban voters that these lockdowns have done more harm than good. They have only delayed the inevitable. They have not stopped the spread. They temporarily stunted the spread and then only accelerated it as soon as we got back to real life. We have lost more young people in California to suicide than to the Chinese coronavirus. Alcoholism, depression, self-harm have all gone up dramatically. Over 100,000 small businesses have gone under since last spring, and we're on pace for another 100,000 to go under this fall. The rich have gotten richer, and middle-class families have struggled. President Donald Trump should put himself on the correct side like he did with Savannah Guthrie, as being smart, being brave, being wise, being safe, but not being afraid. It's a very important position. Joe Biden's entire virus strategy is based in fear. It is not based in wisdom. It is not based in learning from our mistakes. When you've lost more young people to self-harm and suicide than from the actual virus, maybe we should admit something foolish is happening here. And President Donald Trump is absolutely on the correct side of this. Whereas Joe Biden will say, we're going to lock the country down again and run to the hills. We're going to trust science. Well, the science is telling us that these lockdowns are hurting people. They're hurting them financially. They're hurting them socially. They're hurting them spiritually. They're hurting them financially. They're hurting them in every single capacity imaginable. President Trump should say that the lockdowns have not been a victimless action. He has to say that term. It has not been victimless, because everyone knows someone that is now more addicted to drugs, alcohol, self-harm than before the lockdowns. And President Donald Trump has to take the moral high ground when it comes to reopening our country, because a safe and seamless reopening to America is a winning issue. Despite what the activist media might tell you, that lockdowns are the only way, the American people actually want a safe, reliable, brave, and wise reopening of America. The lockdowns have grown largely out of favor in the American people for good reason, because they have had no scientific utility whatsoever, epidemiological utility, to actually preventing the spread of the Chinese coronavirus. It only temporarily stalled it. Parents want their kids back in schools. Businesses want to be reopened. Entrepreneurs want a chance to take risks in the marketplace. And President Trump, he must make the argument that the human cost, if we care about people, has been unacceptable. And Joe Biden stands as the lockdown candidate. I stand as the wise and brave and reopening candidate to get us back to normal life. And this is changing in real time, by the way. 2 months ago, the lockdowns were viewed much more favorably than they are today. And despite the persistent and relentless fear-mongering by the activist media, the American people, the swing voters, the muscular class, the middle class, they are exhausted at having to wear a mask when they shower, wearing a mask when they get in an Uber, wearing a mask when they're 25 feet away from somebody, wearing a mask in between bites when Gavin Newsom tells them that. The top-down edicts, the micro-tyranny, the ruling class wishes, the power class must be challenged. There is pent-up frustration amongst normal people in this country, where Joe Biden represents the wealthy few and the elites that can survive another 9 months, another 9 years of lockdowns. Normal people want their life back, and they will vote in huge numbers for a president that harmonizes with that message. The human cost of the lockdowns, President Trump must lean in on. And it was something the activist media mocked him about. Oh, who's to say that suicides will go up? They have. Alcoholism, drug use, social isolation, all of those things have gone up because of the central planners, people like Joe Biden. If you guys are listening to this program and you're not listening on good earbuds, I got a solution. The whole Charlie Kirk team, they wear Raycons. Raycon. They're wearing them right now. They're wearing them when they sleep. They're wearing them when they work out. They're wearing them when they're running. They're wearing them when they're editing. That's because the new everyday E25 earbuds are the best ones yet. 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, a more compact design, noise isolating fit. The company was co-founded by a bunch of people that I don't like mentioning anymore because they're not very good people. But anyway, it's a good product. Give them a try. Raycon has a 45-day free return policy, so you can make sure the wireless earbuds are for you. For a limited time, get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/Kirk. That's buyraycon.com/Kirk. For a special 15% discount on Raycon wireless earbuds, make sure to check it out now while the deal is still running. Buyraycon.com/Kirk. We are going through debate prep for Donald Trump. Number 7, I hate to be this simple, but it's so true. The old expression is, it's the economy, stupid, and polling reflects that it's the number one concern. It's the number one advantage for President Donald Trump. President Donald Trump has to frame the economic argument like this. I will lower your taxes. Joe Biden will raise your taxes. I believe in entrepreneurs. I also do not believe in corporate tyranny. That end part is very important. President Donald Trump can win the economic argument and win the election if he becomes the middle class warrior, if he becomes the defender of the muscular class. People already trust him on the economy. His numbers will be boosted by 5 to 7 points if he says, I will be unafraid to tackle corporate tyrants when they rear their head. Joe Biden is the corporatist candidate. Joe Biden is funded by the richest people in this country. Joe Biden will win the richest counties in America. Joe Biden will represent the multi-trillion dollar tech companies. And Joe Biden is the corporatist candidate. Joe Biden is not the middle class worker candidate. Joe Biden is not the entrepreneurial candidate. Joe Biden is not the people that work at their hands candidate. Joe Biden is the candidate that represents the needs, wants, and desires of an entrenched power class that call the shots for the transnational corporations that have their $70 million Gulfstream private jets at their disposal at any time. That's who Joe Biden represents. President Trump is not funded by the billionaire class. President Trump is funded by small dollar donors. It is Joe Biden that has received more contribution from the billionaires than any other candidate in recent history. Mike Bloomberg is spending $2 million a day in Florida alone to try to win the state for Joe Biden. So President Trump must lean in on the low tax, middle class focus, and also on health care. Talk about healthcare transparency, price transparency. My good friend Cynthia Fisher is doing amazing work on healthcare price transparency so that hospitals should be forced to show their prices. That hospitals should not disclose their prices from their consumers. Healthcare price transparency is critical to a market, and President Trump signed the executive order pushing for healthcare transparency and price transparency. The economy is the number one issue, according to voters, and the economy is the number one issue they trust the president most on. Leaning in on how the president had the lowest ever Black, Latino, Asian American, and disabled unemployment is a winner. Doing so and challenging Joe Biden and saying Joe Biden is about to say that he had a good economy, you know that our last 3 years prior to these lockdowns was the harvest that allowed us to survive the 9 months of the famine and the shutdown. Because President Donald Trump's policies when it came to the economy created the greatest economy in American history, and we will have it again. And guess what? Polling shows us that voters believe that. Polling shows us that voters trust President Donald Trump with the economy, not Joe Biden. And number eight, finally, the eighth piece of advice for President Donald Trump on how he can win the debate and win the election. It's one word, smile. He has a $1 million smile. I could say a $1 billion smile, actually. Even the woman who said she did not like him in the debate, town hall, NBC, Savannah Guthrie, the prosecutor, even the woman that came up, she said, "You have the most amazing smile." President Donald Trump should be the happier, more positive, optimistic candidate. Joe Biden is a dark, depressing, confused, antagonistic candidate. President Donald Trump should lean in on a better tomorrow. The positivity runs in the blood of the American spirit. President Donald Trump should be unafraid to talk about tomorrow will be a brighter day in America. Smiling, being almost self-deprecating, positive. And anytime he gets insulted, say, "Whatever, Joe, people don't believe that." Then get back to a message where we can rise higher, where we can, as a country, become an aspirational nature, an aspirational country, I should say. Everything the Democrats believe is rooted in the oppression Olympics. Everything that President Trump believes in is aspirational in nature, that we can climb higher, that we can be stronger, and he has to embody that by smiling. When a candidate smiles, like Obama did, it's hard to beat. President Trump leans in on that and is the most optimistic and more positive candidate. He will win the debate and with it, win the election. Thank you guys so much for listening. Debate prep for Donald Trump. If you want to win a signed copy of the MAGA Doctrine, type in Charlie Kirk Show to your podcast provider. Hit subscribe. Give us a 5-star review. Screenshot it. Email it to us at freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to help support us, go to charliekirk.com/support. And if you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, the nation's largest student movement fighting for freedom and liberty on campuses across the country, where we play offense with a sense of urgency to win America's culture war, go to tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com. Thank you guys so much for listening. God bless. Talk to you soon.